Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Briyomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We are in the fifth item of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simon Tuf Kuf Yud, which deals with sifting various items, such as we talked about if your person was selecting kitnios on Yontif. So we said he's allowed to go select them in the normal way, even using various types of implements like his lap or a tamchoy, a certain type of a plate, if he's going to use them that day. But he shouldn't use the more specialized implements that's usually used for a longer period of time and for more than one day's usage. So that's what we left off yesterday, and now we pick up on the very top line of Kuf Chof Vav Amud Beis with Dochaber Bamed Dvar Amurim. What are we talking about? That we said yesterday, you're allowed to take the psolus from the ochel. That's normally not what we allow on Shabbos. You have to take the ochel from the psolus, but here we said you're allowed to take the psolus from the ochel and do it in the normal way. That's only Kisha Ochel Merubal Psolus. That's because there's a lot more of the good stuff, and it's easier to take out the little bit of bad stuff. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, does Tov Yosir live Ror HaPsoles Shetir Chosumuta? Because let's say you have 25 good things and one bad thing, it's much easier to pick out the one bad thing that's a lot less work than to pick out the 25 good things, which is the normal way that a person would have to do. On Shabbos, you pick Ocha from Solus, but here you said you're allowed to take the Psoles from the Ocha because it's easier to do so. Kisha Ocha Merubal HaPsoles, because you have more good things and bad things, it's easier to pick out the few bad things. However, but if in fact the bad things are more numerous than the good things, so then then take out the few good things and leave behind all the bad things because that's less work. That's what the Mishnah Mechaber is telling us. If the amount of work that you'd have to do to pick out the bad things is more than to pick out the good things, even though the bad things are less numerous, for example, as we'll see, let's say they're just more difficult to pick out for whatever the reason, so then, even though the good stuff is more numerous, it's easier in this situation when the bad stuff is very hard to pick out, to be boreas ochel, to pick out the good stuff, and to leave the bad stuff behind. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Tes. For example, kagon shapsolus hu dak mod. Let's say the psolus is very, very small. It's very difficult to pick out. And therefore, the yesh torah harav levarim, there's more work involved to pick out the psolus. So even though the psolus is fewer, there's actually more work involved. And the whole point over here is to minimize the amount of work that's necessary. So that's what the Mechaber adds on today. B'med devar amurim, he explains the din from yesterday. Then the Ramah says, Hago, however, the luzim, if you have hazelnuts, and you have botnim. Now, botnim are normally translated as peanuts. However, I saw in the Feldheim Mishnah Berurah, he brings out an interesting point. He says that this is written by the Tur and the Rush. That's where this statement from the Ramah comes from. And botnim, peanuts, were not found in the old world. They were only found in the new world in Brazil. And therefore, at the time that the Tur and the Rush wrote this, Brazil wasn't known. So therefore, these botnim that the Ramah is writing about are probably referring from the Tur and the Rush to actually walnuts and not peanuts, even though botnim is normally translated as peanuts. In any event, these types of nuts, these hazelnuts and these walnuts, shenishtabru v'adayim b'klipeyim, that they've been broken off somewhat from their shells, but they're still in their shells. So lo mikriya klipa psolus. So here, the shell is not considered psolus. We'll see in a moment why not. Kivan dor chayu b'ahachi. Since this is their normal way, v'adayim u'ravim, and since they're all mixed together still, so it's not called picking psolus from ochel, it's all called ochel. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, the shells and the nuts themselves are considered like one species in this regard, and therefore, in any situation that you're somehow improving the ochel over here from inside its klipa, from inside the shomer, the protection around it, tikkun ochel ba'amahu, this is called a tikkun in the ochel, and you can do whichever one you want. You can pick the walnuts and the hazelnuts from the shells around them, or you can take the shells away. It's not considered a borer situation. The issue, footnote number 13, brings down, lekalef esaklipos shelo letzorach midi. However, if you're just going to go and shell them to get rid of the shells, elo letzorach li'achas man, for a different later point in time, so then we learned in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shin Yotes and the Bir Halacha over there, that would be forbidden on Shabbos. Shirakish osa kin letzorach midi, only if you're using it right away, yitochen lehokel, then you'd be allowed shakilef eno nechshav kebreira, that the peeling of it wouldn't be considered breira. He brings down furthermore from the Bir Halacha, Mishimitam Zeh, Yesh Lamed Zchus, you can be Melamed Zchus. When we say Melamed Zchus, it means it's really not the ideal, but we can try to figure out a het to dick away that people are doing this. And what was that? Shinagu Olam, that the Welt holds, Lahokel, Lahotziat Somus Midogim, to take the bones out of the fish before they serve them. But they have awesome Lashulchan. Why? Because before you remove this bones, these psolas, from where they're attached to the fish, there, in this situation, it's considered one entity. It's not considered two separate species over here. And therefore, they're not considered two separate things. And therefore, it's no different than pulling apart a piece of chicken from another piece of chicken. That's allowed. And therefore, pulling the bones apart from the fish over here, it's considered one entity, and there is no problem as well. He adds now back to the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayim b'achronim sheskim b'mikom mokom af b'kan yivro eze shekal yosel livror. He says, while the Ramah seemed to say you can do whatever you'd like, he says you should try to do the easiest one, whichever one's easy. It's easy to pull away the shells, so pull away the shells. If it's easier to pull away the walnuts and the hazelnuts, pull those away. You should do the one that's less tircha. That's the overriding principle over here. That concludes Sif Beis. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, ein misanen in achardol. You're not allowed to go and strain the mustard with the regular strainer that you'd use for the mustard. You're likewise not allowed to go and sweeten it with putting in some sort of a charcoal that's made from wood, a burned piece of wood that somehow, when you put it into the chardol of the mustard, it makes it sweeter. So that you're not allowed to do. However, avo b'shel matochos mutter, but to put in a hot nettle type of piece that will sweeten the chardol, that is permitted. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph, you're not allowed to strain the chardol, the mechsei kebore, because here it looks like you're doing borer. Shemashlich ayidezeh hasubin shlo, because you're getting rid of the chaff over here, and therefore that would be a concern of borer. Abo borer mamish lo havi, but it's technically not really borer, because shagam apsolus royal achil, because technically you can eat the psolus, so the psolus is really ochel, so it's really ochel min ochel, which is technically allowed. However, since it looks like borer, so therefore the rabbi said that it's also in this situation. The issue foot number 16 brings down, technically, you could have ochel from ochel to also be an issur deraisa. You have carrots and peas, so one of them is considered for you psolas, but they're both ochel. Nevertheless, that's an issur deraisa to be bore them, as we learned in Simon Shin Yotes. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim tells us over here, shabreira kan adifa mi breira shnei minim ochlim. In this situation, this breira is different than, it's better than with two foods. However, the note points out, he doesn't explain why it's considered better and why by sometimes it's an issa deraisa and here it's not. In any event, we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Sivkot Yud Beis, that you're not allowed to take the mustard and strain it in its specialized strainer. That would imply that if you're straining it in a way that's not with the normal way of straining it, then it would be allowed. Vedumia de Sif Beis, this is like we just learned in Sif Beis, the Lohichmiru Ela Benafa Ukvara, that they only didn't allow the specialized implement that one normally processes for a longer period of time and not just for that day's usage. And this is what we learned. The Dumya the Sif Beis, the Lohichmiru Ela Benapa Vakavra Mishum Shekain Derech Biros Bechol. This is the normal way of doing it on a weekday. So only the Napa and the Kavra or the Misanenis of the Chardol would be forbidden. But the other types of straining would be allowed. However, he brings down Kosav Magen Avraham, Dimlohia Efshal Usani Merav Yontif. If you weren't able to strain it on Erev Yontif for whatever the reason, then he says, even with the specialized strainer of the Chardol, Mutal Usani Nafilu Bimasanenis, you would be allowed to use the specialized strainer of the Chardol. He brings down in the issue foot number 17, the same thing applies to noodles, itrios. That you have, let's say you cook spaghetti in the water. So now you have the water and the spaghetti together. You're allowed to go and strain out the water and keep the spaghetti using some sort of a strainer, a colander. So he brings that for the Yashiv Zatzal. Shemut b'yontif. You're allowed to do this on yontif. It's not a problem. And he says, even if this is the regular misananis that you're doing like you would on a weekday, you couldn't have done this yesterday because you want to have fresh spaghetti. So therefore, they weren't cooked yesterday, so therefore you're cooking them today, so it's allowed to use the colander, the specialized implement, to strain the spaghetti, to get the water out and leave the spaghetti behind. And this is also the opinion of Rishon Zalman Zatzal. Sha'afa pishal gabi hotzoas zavuv mitoch mashka. If you want to take a fly out of a beverage, of a soup, let's let's say, so the Mishnah Berurah said in Siman Tov Kav Vav, Shloi Varenu, you're not allowed to just take it out by itself. But Lo Mashke Imo, without taking some of the soup, some of the liquid with it, Av Shloi Hayochel Asos Kem Erev Yantiv. You couldn't have done this on Erev Yantiv. The fly just went in there on Yantiv. Nevertheless, Yitochin Shahainu Mishum Shirigilim Lohotzi Zvuv Mimashke Gam Avur Yomim Rabim. Because people take a fly out for something for not for immediate usage, even for days later. As opposed to, nobody takes out the water from the noodles to have the noodles much later on. So therefore, there is a difference. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says, "Ayna the bir halacha, mashi ya'arnu b'zeh." If you look in the Dibur HaMaskel, ain mesanin in the bir halacha, he goes through some of these details at length, and he comes up with the conclusion that certainly, according to some opinions, b'sinun chardo, when you're straining the mustard, ain lohako, you shouldn't use the mesanenis. Without doing some sort of a shino, but you shouldn't do, even under circumstances where you couldn't have done it yesterday, you shouldn't use the regular chardol misanenes, except with some sort of a shino if you have no alternative. Then we said, likewise, you shouldn't go and put this wooden charcoal after the wood was burned. You shouldn't put that in the chardol. That apparently would sweeten it. He says, kidera shirigilim b'chol. This is what they apparently did on a weekday. Laniach besochol gacheles. They would put these wooden charcoals inside the mustard. They came matik. It would somehow get sweetened by doing so. But that's only with shalates, sivkot and yudalit, mishum kiboy. The reason why is because it's going to go out. And that's why you're not allowed to do it. Not because it's a problem with sweetening the mustard, but because by putting it in the mustard, you're going to put it out. V'afal gav the hevel litzor ocho nefesh. I, isn't this ocho nefesh, so why should it be allowed to do kiboy for ocho nefesh? Because he says, ho'ev shalasos v'yesmo. You could have done this the day before. V'asaru midrabbanan. And therefore, this is an istidur abanan, because it was something that you could have done the day before. You shouldn't wait till yontiv to do it. Therefore, if he's there, if you didn't have the ability to do it on Erev Yontif, then in fact, shari, because this is Ocho Nefesh, you'll have to do kibui for Ocho Nefesh. Nevertheless, he brings down Yesh Machmir. There are those that are Machmir in this situation. He says, brings down the Shari Tzion Oshud Beis, because Mishum the Derech Lasos Kin Yom and Rabin from the Mogin of Rabin, he brings down, because this is the normal way that they would do this, to do this for several days. And it doesn't look like you're doing it just for Yontif. It looks like you're preparing it for weekdays afterwards. And there's also Mashmir from the Vilna Gom, from the Gra. The chardol melech din echo them. The chardol melech had the same din, and he says the mukach the adei shinui mutra afilu hoyo efshal lasos kem mi be'er. But he says with the shinui you can do it even if you were able to do it before yontif started. And he says the befrat the yesh rishonim the survey the mitu chachardol ein ze bechlal tzorech ochel nefesh komor. He says some say that this really isn't ochel nefesh, therefore the efshal below ze you could eat it without this. So certainly one should be machmir not to do it in this fashion. That's when you're dealing with the charcoal of wood. However, avol b'shel matochos, but if you're using a metal hot thing, which will sweeten it, but here there's no problem of kibui, mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in sif cotton tes vav, why is there no problem over here? You don't need to do it even with the shinoi. The einenu boer, because this matechas is just hot. It's not really boiling hot. It's not red hot. The leko kibui midiraisa, and unless it's red hot, and you're making it no longer red hot, that would be only issa kibui midiraisa. So here it's not really kibui midiraisa. V'avol gav diesh bo issa kibui midirabanan. Aye, there is an issur kibbu de rabbanon. Nevertheless, because of simchas yontif, yitiru mishum simchas yontif. The rabbis allowed this because they didn't want to detract from your simchas yontif. Now, the mutra yidei avonim. What about stones? Hot stones. So that is discussed. Ayin mishpachtes shekel. He says that's discussed there. And furthermore, because of the magen avram, the mehai time mamutal tein shput shel matochos. You would take a metal spit that's hot, maluban lesoch mashke. You'd be allowed to put it into some sort of a beverage. She is chametz that it would. Heat it up in royal ishtosu boba yom, that it would go, and as long as it was edible to be drunk that day, you'd be allowed to do this. And he says, "Ein in the bir halacha the la poskin shesovin the tzerifu." However, that according to the poskin, say that this would harden the spit, and that's an issa daraisa, and lahaka was there, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this. If you look in this bir halacha dibra maskul avu shematkus mutter, he brings down different opinions in this regard, whether you'd be allowed to or not allowed to, ayin shom in the Ramaskol Avol b'shel matkus mutter from the Chofetz Chaim. Now we start Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, ein tolin ha-mishameres b'yontif. You're not allowed to go hang up the mishameres, this strainer on yontif, l'sanein bo shmorim, to remove the dregs from something. So you're pouring something through this strainer. However, avolim hoysa tuluya v'omedes, but if it was already up beforehand, mutter litain bo shmorim lisananon. Then you would be allowed to go and put in this dregs to go and be misanin them to strain it. What are we talking about? So we see in Sivkot and Tenzayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu, shemoseach piha mishameris agabi kli bi eagle, that you take over here the strainer, whatever item is you're using a strainer, and you stretch it out over this round utensil. V'nasa ka'ol al-chalal ha'kli, and it becomes like a tent over the top part of the kli. U'mishum ha'kli osru devikuv d'chol. That looks like it's a weekday activity, and that's why it's osur. And that's why the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to do this. It looks like a weekday activity. However, he says, if it was already hanging, so then you're allowed to do this. Sivkot and Yudzayin, Mishnah Berurah says, Umayri ba'ofen shimhoya oseil miyes, well, if you'd done it from yesterday, lohya tov kolkach, it wouldn't have been able to do this yesterday. The lav hochi osu mishaborer, otherwise there would be a problem of borer. The issue footnote number 27 says, likewise, v'chein l'sanin mayim shimhoru behem chol, if you have water with sand in it, ain't a real l'shtia, l'robnia, that most people wouldn't be able to drink this, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Tzatzal says, in this situation, also be yontif. However, he says, Lasani mitz tapuzim, but the Togo take orange juice and you want to get the pulp out of the orange juice, daito shemuta, that's allowed because most people will drink it. Unless this is a specialized kli that you use it on a weekday, but otherwise you'd be allowed to do this since people can drink this even with the pulp inside of it. The Mishnah Berurah adds, the reason why you wouldn't be allowed to go strain these things is kamo gabi chardol, elel, and siv gimel, and he brings down from the Prima Godim, da'idei shina mutu b'chol gavni. But just like you can't do the besanenes shachardol in the regular fashion, with the shino you might be able to do it. So again, the bottom line is, Mechaber says, you're not allowed to put this strainer on top of this round kli in the first place, but if it's already there, then mutu litein bon shmarm l'san, and then you would be allowed to do this. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramatzul Mutter, however, says, after having Malacha Gemur b'Shabbos, and Shabbos, this would be a real Malacha for you to be Chayiv Chatas for if you did this. Nevertheless, B'yontav Mutter Mishum Dehevi Ochel Nefesh. On Yontav, there's a special dispensation because of Ochel Nefesh. He adds additionally that on Yontav, you're allowed to do this, Afshuai Dekli, even though you're using a specialized utensil, because Derech Lasos L'Fishah, because it's done only for a short time basis. You don't do this for a long time. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Umarim v'sola osol liten bo rimonim. And you'd be allowed to even put it up there in the first place when it wasn't up there beforehand, which we said you're not allowed to do, if you're going to put pomegranates on top, the achrikei nosim bo shmarim. And then if you have the pomegranates up there, you're going to put the shmarim over there and strain it. So he says that's allowed. This haroma, this trick is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches why. Pirish, ap im lo hayso teluyim mi bo jom. Even if it wasn't set up beforehand, yochol laharim, you can do this haroma, this trick, for the slosa, and put it up there, to put the pomegranates up there, so it looks like that's what it's functioning for, and once it's up there, now you can use it to strain. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yudches, and he says, v'nosim bo rimonim mitchilu, you have to put the pomegranates there first place. However, avo kishenu nosim bo rimonim, if you don't put the pomegranates up, then it's clear. You can't say, well, I did this for the pomegranates, but you didn't put the pomegranates on it, then it's mulch milsa, it's clear and obvious, shosim yishum shmar, you're only doing this to strain the dregs, and therefore, also, it would not be allowed. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, v'im lo ha'isor kavonasol leharim. If he really wasn't doing this as a haroma, he originally intended to put it up there to hold on to the pomegranates. Tol es ha'mishmeres b'yom tov avo rimon bovat. He put up this colander, this sieve, and he wanted to put the pomegranates in it. And then he changed his mind. He really put it up there for that purpose, not as a haroma. And then he changed his mind and said, no, I have it here. You know what? I think I'm going to use it to strain. In this situation, his stopik kagon rishlom zalman arbach zatzal. He says, in this situation, he's not sure, Rosh Lomazam, what you can do. Af al pikein, sorach l'niach bo rimonim t'chilo. And maybe, here, you also still have to put in the pomegranates because of Myris Ayin. Or maybe not. Oshein atzor, because you really didn't put it there for that purpose. So he's left with the tzorach Ian. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagob, Shara Dine Sinon, all the other laws of sifting, V'yontov k'mo b'Shabbos. There's no difference between Yontov and Shabbos for these other laws of sifting. And he brings down Kedisa Shimon Shin Yotes. We learned these in Huchos Shin Yotes, in Huchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot and Chof, and he says, Ramaz Bazer Masha Bavur L'El Shom B'Sifyot. There's an allusion to this. The Osul L'Sanin Mayim B'Sudo Mishum Libot. That you're not allowed to go and strain something in a cloth because when you put the water through this cloth, the liquid through this cloth, it's going to do liban, which is cleaning, which is laundering. And he says, Ayin Shavim the Mishnah Berurah, V'ad Din Kan. The same dinim that applied over there in Hilchos Shabbos apply over here in regards to Hilchos Yontif as well. With this, we conclude today's shir.